This is the BBC.
You're listening to The Archers Omnibus from BBC Radio 4.
Silly question, I know, but how are you doing?
Oh, I've been better, Oliver.
I'm sure. I know Nick was much younger than Caroline, which makes it so much more of a tragedy. I also know that at the moment it feels like there'll never be any happiness in your life ever again. But there will be, I promise you. Hold on to that if you can.
Thanks.
But if it would ever help you to talk about what you're going through...
Yeah, I'm not much for that sort of thing.
No.
Thanks, anyway.
There was another reason for my visit. I know this will seem fairly irrelevant at the moment, but probate has finally been granted for Caroline's will. And you may remember that she left you a bequest.
Oh.
So I've a cheque for you for £1,000.
I'd forgotten all about that.
Not surprised. So,
just put it on the sideboard. Anywhere will do.
Right. Well, probably time I was off. Shall I see who that is on my way out?
Please.
And don't forget to pay it in. And try to remember what I said, won't you? Good afternoon, Alan.
Hello, Oliver.
I'm just leaving. Will's in the sitting room.
Oh, thank you. All right if I come in, Will?
Of course.
Thanks. I'm just on my way to one of the other churches. I thought I'd pop in and see if you'd had any thoughts about the funeral yet.
Not really. I'm sorry.
No, don't worry. Could I sit down?
Sure.
Thank you. We've obviously got the basics. Week Tuesday, the 20th, a service at the church at 11:30, followed by a green burial. Yes?
That's right.
Do you know what you're doing afterwards?
Afterwards?
Well, you know, going on somewhere, food and drink for the people who've attended. Well, that's not really my area. What I need to discuss with you is the content of the service, readings, hymns, other music, who's going to speak, that sort of thing. Look, I know this is hard. Probably the last thing you want to be bothered with. But hopefully we can go through it step by step together, First of all, I am assuming, of course, you're happy for me to conduct the service.
Shula, has Anisha nabbed you yet?
For what?
Sponsoring her for sport relief.
No, I've escaped so far.
Oh, it won't last long. She was trying to get me to download this app.
What app?
It's a step counter and other things she did explain. Harrison and some of the cricket team are doing it too.
And are they all looking for sponsorship?
I imagine so. Next week's the key week, so at the moment, everyone's clocking how many steps they're doing to see what their baseline is.
Whatever happened to a pound a mile?
I know. The police station's even set up a league so they can see which copper's doing the best.
You don't fancy it?
What, go head-to-head with Anisha?
Good afternoon.
No chance.
Oh, Oliver, hello.
Hello, sir.
Hi, Oliver.
Hi.
Are you riding?
Not today, no. Have you got a moment?
Yes.
I'm distributing largesse, you see.
Really?
Caroline's bequests.
Oh,
actually, it's been surprisingly difficult. Just come from Will Grundy's.
Oh, dear.
As you can imagine, it was all rather meaningless for him.
And brought back memories for you, too.
A little. And before that, here, it was Grange Farm with Ed's cheque. The atmosphere there wasn't much better.
No.
Joe seems to be taking Nick's death particularly hard.
I noticed that, too.
Anyway, I've got your cheque here. £2,000.
Oh, thank you, Oliver.
Given any thought to what you're going to do with it?
Yes, a little.
Now, remember, Caroline wanted you to spend it on yourself. Special holiday, perhaps?
We'll see.
Turn that telly down a bit. It's doing my head in. I'm sorry about that, Alan.
No, it's fine. They were hungry. That's your priority. Will they be attending the funeral?
No way.
Really? Not even the older ones?
It'd just make things worse for them.
Well, I understand you might want to protect them from the sadness of the day, but and obviously the decision has to be yours.
Early May.
But just as it's an important part of the grieving process for adults, it can be very valuable for children too.
Hello. Oh, hi, Alan.
Hello, Emma. Look, I'll leave you to it.
Don't go on my account.
No. I need to be in Darrington soon anyway. If you could just let me know what you decide for the service, Will, as soon as you're able. Perhaps Emma could help you.
Oh, yeah?
Good. And I'll check back with you in a couple of days.
Yeah, thanks, Alan.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Oh, I didn't expect you yet.
No, George messaged me. Look, say if you're not happy about this, but, would it be okay if he comes home early?
Why?
He wanted to give me this mother's... he's got things he needs to do back home. What's this about the funeral, anyway?
Oh, it's all that stuff.
Oh, yeah?
And what do I know about hymns and flowers and that?
Did Nick have any favourite hymns?
Search me. Church was her thing, weren't it?
Well, if you're finding it difficult, maybe your mum could help. She might have an idea.
Do you know what Poppy said this morning?
No?
Could I kiss Mummy and wake her up?
Oh, Will.
Because that's what happened in Sleeping Beauty.
Oh, poor little mite. What did you say?
I tried to explain. But she just don't get that Nick's never coming back. I can barely believe it myself.
Well, at least the funeral will be like, you know, a step on the road and might help a bit.
Well, it's no place for kids, though, is it? A funeral?
Well, George thinks he's going to be going.
Does he?
Yeah. He was asking if he should wear a school uniform. And, Jake's older than him, isn't he? And Mia's not far behind. What have they said?
Nothing to me.
Talk to them about it now, maybe, as they're here.
They're watching a film.
When it's over?
Perhaps. But I'm not going to make them go.
No, of course not.
Only if they want to.
Yeah.
And Poppy's definitely too young.
Well, you don't have to decide now. Have you had any dinner?
I've done the kids some sandwiches.
Yeah, what about you, though?
I'm not hungry.
Okay. Look, how about I make you a cup of tea before I go? That be all right?
If you like.
From your not-so-secret admirer.
Oh, aren't they lovely?
Just delivered.
Sorry I can't be with you today. All my love to the best mum in the world, Dan. Oh, bless him.
Very thoughtful. Oh, I'm going to pop over to Dad's now, sort out that bathroom light. What an amazing beach. Not planning another holiday, are you?
Sort of.
Sort of?
A bit more than that, really. Don't you think it would be wonderful if we could take some sort of extended break?
Extended?
There are these projects overseas where you can work with horses, providing equine therapy for disadvantaged kids or horse rehabilitation.
Wow. How long were you thinking?
I don't know. 2 or 3 months, maybe? And where there are horses, I'm sure your vet skills would be invaluable.
Well, we can't just swan off for 3 months.
I don't see why not.
We both run businesses.
Well, Joanne did perfectly well while we were in Norway. And surely Anisha owes you a bit of payback, given the amount of time she had off last year. Not that that could be helped, obviously.
But we've only barely got the practice back on an even keel. I don't mind having a break, but frankly, if I'm on holiday, I want to forget about being a vet for a couple of weeks and just chill out.
We wouldn't be working all the time. And they're wonderful locations. Look.
It just doesn't appeal. Sorry.
Right.
Anyway, I need to get to Greenacres. See you later.
Don't let it get cold, will you?
No. Thanks.
Hey, while I'm here, your mum asked me to pick up whatever suit you'll be wearing to the church and she'll get it clean for you.
Suit?
Yeah, do you want to show me which one?
I only really got the one suit.
Okay, I could probably find that myself.
The one I got married in.
Will, I get how tough this is. And I don't want to interfere, but would it help if I sorted the funeral for you?
You?
Yeah, like you said, readings and flowers and that, it's not really your thing, is it? And I reckon I know you well enough to know what sort of stuff you'd like.
You ain't my wife.
No, I know.
You had your chance of that.
I'm not saying...
No, Nick's the one that knows me better than anybody.
Of course. I'm not trying to take her place or nothing, honestly. I'd really like to do this, Will. And I know the three of us had our ups and downs, but I always cared about you. And I know it's nothing to what you're feeling, but I'm grieving for it too. And I hate how things got, and I hate I didn't have a chance to put things right before.
Yeah, she wouldn't have wanted that.
I promise I'll check everything with you before we go ahead, but please, Will, let me help. For you and for Nick.
Good boy.
Nothing's ever simple, is it?
What?
I had to go to the DIY place, get a whole new fitting. Still, it's done now.
Good.
Had musical accompaniment while I was fixing it. Well, sort of.
Musical accompaniment?
You know he's bought Ben's old keyboard. Of course, Dad being Dad, he's thrown himself straight into it.
Oh, I'm sure.
But I think it's fair to say his current repertoire is extremely limited. If only Jazzer had signed up to this not complaining thing, the Lent appeal would be quids in.
Come on then, Fabian.
You going for a hack?
Yeah, he needs some exercise.
Shula, before you go, I've been thinking about this gap year idea of yours.
It's not a gap year. It's a few months working holiday.
Okay, whatever. It might not be my sort of thing.
No, you made that clear.
But if it's something you'd like to do, why don't you go on your own?
On my own?
Well, the money was meant to be for you, after all.
Well, that wasn't the idea.
Yes, it was.
I mean, I was looking for something new, something different, that we could do together.
Yeah, well, okay, that was a nice thought.
Are you saying you'd be happy for me to disappear out of your life for a couple of months?
Well, not happy exactly, but if that's what you want, then I'd manage.
I see. Thank you for making that clear. Let's go, Fabian.
Shula?
No, we might be a while, but presumably that won't bother you.
Revolting.
What are you up to?
A passenger threw up.
What?
Topped off a really rubbish weekend. Rude customers, people not there when I got to the pickup point. Now, one bloke did a runner without paying.
Oh, Rex.
Now this.
But vomiting in the back seat, I associate that with a Saturday night, not a Monday morning.
It was an old lady.
Hit the sherry early, had she?
Oh, I was taking her to a hospital appointment.
Oh.
She obviously wasn't well. Didn't have the heart to fine her the usual 50 quid.
Oh, what a dude.
Which is why I'm doing it myself, rather than taking it to the valeting service.
So, you're a bit disillusioned with the taxi business, then?
What's become of me, Toby? Now, not that long ago, I was dreaming of being picked for the England squad and scoring a winning try at Twickenham. Mm. Now I'm clearing up geriatric bodily fluids.
Okay, just hold that thought.
Oh, I'd rather not.
It's ages since we've had a chat. I'm off to a shift. When you're done, come to the Bull and I'll buy you some lunch to cheer you up.
It'll take more than a sandwich to do that.
Well, you might find I've got more than food for you.
I thought you were drilling today.
Problem with the big tractor.
Oh, no. What's up?
Transmission. So, while the technician's looking at it, I thought I might as well get some of the growing tables ready.
Improve each shining hour.
Something like that. The season will be on us fairly soon.
Yeah.
Although I'm still struggling to fill all the slots.
Well, your usual East Europeans frightened off by Brexit.
Seems that way right now. I've been wondering about offering school time contracts.
Sorry, Adam?
Well, something that might suit local mums, so they could work between school drop-off and pick-up.
Well, what about the holidays? That'd be no good for mums.
I thought maybe target the colleges, try to get some students interested.
I mean, trouble is it's just not the sort of work Brits want to do, is it?
Well, we've got to get the staff somehow.
Yeah, well, best of luck with it. With everything being so uncertain, we're all going to need a lot of imagination if we're going to survive.
You seem a bit low this morning, Brian.
Oh, I'm sorry, sorry. Kate's been bending my ear. Again.
Well, that's enough to spoil anyone's mood.
No, no, don't get me wrong. No, she's right to be worried. Her bookings are right down.
Not to mention her freelancers boycotting the place.
I'm going to have to do something to help her out, Adam.
Offer to give a few massages?
Of course not.
There isn't some youth group leader coming for a recce soon? She's hoping that they'll book the yurts for a stay.
Friday.
Huh.
Can't say I'm ecstatic about a gang of slack-jawed hoodie wearers being let loose on my land.
Oh, I'm sure they'll be closely supervised. And is it a good thing to give young people from the city a taste of the countryside?
Kate would agree with you, were it not for the massive discount she's having to offer them.
Look, if the guy's still working on the tractor by lunchtime, why don't we pop over to the Bull?
No, I don't know.
Just for an hour. It'll be good for us to be seen around the village. Nothing to hide, nothing to fear.
Back seat all sorted?
Washed, anyway. Needs to dry out now before anyone sits on it.
Well, you can cheer yourself up with that. On me. As is your lunch.
Very generous, Toby.
As long as you stay away from the steak.
Fairly generous.
Now, what would you say if I said I could rescue you from private hire misery?
I'd start to be suspicious about the free lunch.
No, this is straight up. Josh reckons
that... Afternoon, Rex. Toby.
Oh, hi.
Pint of Shires, please, and can I order some food?
Yeah, what would you like, Tony?
What's the pie today?
Beef and ale.
Oh, that, please, with mash.
Okay. We're taking bookings for Easter Sunday, if you're interested.
I'm sorry?
Family lunch?
Oh, right, yes. We've done that in the past. I'll mention it to Pat when she gets back from the Elms.
Right. The Elms?
Yeah, the homeless shelter in Borchester.
She volunteers there now.
Oh, right. So while she's... Well, whatever it is you do at a homeless shelter, it's your chance for a cheeky pub lunch.
I couldn't possibly comment.
Hi, Tony.
Oh, afternoon, Adam.
We're ready to order food when you're free.
That's fine. What do you want?
Okay, I'll have the fish and chips. Brian just wants a ham sandwich.
No problem.
Are you on your own, Tony?
I am, yes.
Join us if you like. We're over by the fire.
Oh, thanks, am I?
Anything else?
Just that for now.
I'll put it on a tab?
Oh, yeah, go on.
Okay, so that's one Shires, one special pie.
You did what?
He was on his own.
I thought the purpose of this little outing was to cheer me up.
He's not that bad, Brian.
He's seen by the village. I'm my brother-in-law. I see quite enough of... Tony, sit down. Make yourself comfortable.
Oh, thanks very much. Oh, bit of a gloomy day, isn't it?
Didn't I?
Good weekend, given the circumstances, I mean.
Not bad. Alice and Kate and I took Mum to a British street food thing yesterday.
Oh, yes, I heard about that. Sounded a bit informal for Jennifer, I thought.
No, she really liked it.
Oh, fair enough.
Oliver Sterling spent most of the day distributing Caroline's bequests.
Oh, yes.
With a fairly mixed reception, he told me. No size of cheque's going to cheer Will up at the moment.
No. So, Tony, they've started work on the housing development.
Yes.
I see that old hedge was the first thing to go.
Yeah, I'm afraid so. We're none of us very happy about it, but it was unavoidable.
Oh, I understand.
But on a rather more cheerful note, Helen's had some good news.
Oh, please, let's hear it.
You know the Food and Farming Awards?
The Borset Show?
No, the national one. She got a call from them this morning. A member of the public nominated her cheese.
Really?
And she's made it all the way through to the final. Best food producer category.
That's brilliant. Isn't it, Brian?
Oh, yes.
They're going to send a judging panel next month.
Nice to hear something positive.
Yeah. There can't be much cheer at home farm at the moment. You must be shelling out thousands for this clean-up.
Well, it's all in hand, actually. Nothing we can't cope with.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure, but... Insurers always dawdle when
in
it
fact,
comes
if
to...
you'll excuse me, some of the team have just come in.
120 change. Sorry about that.
No problem.
So what it is,
Toby?
Rex. Yes?
You see those chaps who've just arrived?
Yeah, in the hi-vis.
Yeah, they're all working on the decontamination.
Okay.
So I'd like to cover the cost of their lunches. Just put it all on my tab and tell them it's courtesy of Mr. Aldridge. Oh,
will do.
Seb? Enjoy your lunch. Well, I'll probably pop down later. Hope he heard me. Yes, Toby, if you
could... On your tab.
Yes, thank you. I'll let you get on.
Mr. Popular?
Yeah, Mr. Trying to be. Anyway, as I was saying, remember those dreams you had when you first came to Ambridge? I've uncovered a chance for you to take over an established farming business with real customers and a decent turnover.
So Helen's running a couple of cheese-making workshops. First one's next week.
Fascinating.
Sort of an experiment, a bit of a market research to see whether we can justify this brand new building which Helen and Tom are so keen on. The idea...
Oh, I know what I heard the other day. Apparently Borsetshire farmers want to build a brand new megastore.
Oh, about time. They've been bursting at the seams for ages.
Yeah, they've got their eye on a site at the cattle market, apparently.
It's the logical place.
That'd be perfect, wouldn't it, Brian?
Well, this is the first I've heard of it. You know how these rumours can be spun out of nothing.
But this is why the market moved where it did, isn't it? To attract that sort of business?
Well, if it did get any approach, it would depend what the Borsetshire Market Development Board thought about it. If it happens at all, which I doubt.
I'd have thought it would be a perfect arrangement.
Me too.
Symbiotic relationship.
Oh, we'll have to see. Oh, sorry, it's Justin. I'll have to take this. Justin, hello. Let me go outside.
Doesn't seem to want to spend much time in our company.
He's got a lot on his mind at the moment. Actually, Tony, I have got a piece of good news of my own, and I think you'll be interested in this.
What?
Some local farmers are setting up a group to promote soil health. A chap called Michael Park has obtained some funding.
Oh, yes, I've heard of him.
Yeah, they've asked me to be on the organising committee and to host an open day later in the year.
Good for you, Adam. Organic farmers have been banging on about this for decades. At last, the rest of the world's beginning to take notice of us.
Absolutely.
The planet hasn't got that many harvests left. Let's just hope it isn't too late.
So, we'd move Neil's pigs to Hollow Tree and you'd manage them for him.
When you say we...
What I mean is, I'd give you help if you needed it, of course, but this would be your thing.
I never saw myself working with pigs.
Oh, did you ever see yourself as a taxi driver?
Well...
And look at the advantages, Rex. This wouldn't be starting from scratch like with the geese. You'd learn the ropes from an expert. And Neil reckons there'll be a ready market, even if they won't be organic for a couple of years. It couldn't be more secure.
Is it, though? What's to stop Neil selling up once he's established in this new job of his?
And who would be the perfect guy for him to sell to? You. You wouldn't want the hassle of finding a buyer, moving the herd again, all that palaver. It'd drop right in your lap. Probably at a big discount.
I really don't know, Toby. Looking after more stock every day. Is it worth the hassle, really?
Come on, bruv.
No, I've been burnt once too often by your brilliant schemes.
Don't say that. Look, this is perfect for you.
Well, I don't really know.
Bad news, bro.
Well, I'd assume you'd wear what you normally wear, a tunic or something.
What on earth?
Extras? I'm not quite sure what you mean.
Oh, dear.
No, I'm very sorry, but there's obviously been some misunderstanding. Goodbye.
What is going
on? Adam, you didn't hear that, did you?
I couldn't not.
I thought I'd try to help Kate with her staff problem.
Yes.
So I've been ringing masseurs.
Masseurs? Kate's workers are complementary therapists. Where did you get the number?
Off the internet.
Brian, if you've been looking online for masseurs, you're almost certainly going
yes,
to
so
get...
Yes, so I've discovered.
Oh, my word.
Please don't tell your mother.
As if.
Did you want me for something?
Yes, not great news, I'm afraid. The technicians had to send for a part. Could take 24 hours.
Oh, that's not good.
So I've asked Ed to bring his day off forward to tomorrow.
Well, we need to keep an eye on this.
Oh, absolutely. We can't afford to lose tractor time.
No. Going back to the Kate thing...
You're going to train as an aromatherapist?
Oh, shut up. What do you think about me paying to get the site spiritually cleansed or something?
aside from the total delight of hearing you say the word spiritually cleansed.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I know it's all nonsense, but it's the sort of thing those hippy-dippy types believe in. And if it persuades them to come back to work...
You really want to help, don't you?
I do, Adam. My family's suffering because of this incident, so I'm going to do everything I can to put things right.
So, when's this fancy tractor going to be mended, then?
Well, the parts arrived, so I should be back to work tomorrow.
Sure. Bit of a cheek missing you about with your day off.
No, I don't mind. Are you ready to do the breeching, Strap?
Just a second.
How you feeling, any road? Mum's been a bit worried about you.
Oh, we're all grieving, aren't we? All in our own way. Right.
Yeah, Emma's really thrown herself into arranging the funeral.
Oh, she's a good girl.
One of Nick's brothers said he'll read something, and Beverly's going to come over to talk about music and that.
Oh, poor woman. Nobody expects to outlive their children.
No. So, where are you planning to go today?
Oh, I thought I might drop into the bowl.
Oh, great. You seeing a mate?
Oh, maybe. Might just have a quiet drink.
I would have been up for it myself, now I'm off, but Rex is coming over.
Oh, hobnobbing with affair, brothers, are you?
He wants to pick my brains about summer.
Well, it would have been nice to have had your company, but never mind. I'll manage.
Here you go, then.
Right. Thanks, lad.
Oh, don't forget your blanket.
There you go.
Have a good ride. Blow them cobwebs away.
I'll try. Walk on, Jim.
Yes. He is so competitive, Kenton.
Well, that's coppers for you.
Well, I'm discovering a whole new side to the man.
I am here, you know.
Well, you shouldn't be. You should be at ours, getting on with the decorating. And what do I find him doing? Strolling round the green.
Actually, I was power walking.
Well,
I didn't think policemen ever walked, Harrison.
Oh, we do get out of our vehicles occasionally.
Don't you always proceed? I was proceeding in a northwesterly direction.
You've been watching too many black and white movies, Kenton, haven't you? And I'll have you know, Fallon, I have sugar-soaked our bedroom to within an inch of its life.
Oh.
I was just filling in time while it dried.
And it is a nice morning for a stroll.
I was power walking.
No, what you were doing was getting your step count up.
You bought a Fitbit or something?
No, it's this Sport Relief app.
Hey, it's good. It's good. Makes you realise how sedentary you are most of the time.
He's obsessed with it. Just wait until next week when he'll be doing it for real.
Now, this is sounding an awful lot like complaining to me.
No, it wasn't a complaint.
Because if you
are... It was an observation.
It'll cost you a quid.
Yeah. Anyway, why aren't you at the tea room?
Because she was spying on me.
I want to see my dad about the reception for Nick's funeral.
Oh, right.
Don't know about this one, though.
Can't keep away from you, sweetheart.
Yeah, right.
You're OK with us hosting it?
Totally.
Yeah, I know that Emma thought the tea room, well, at first...
No, it'd be nowhere near big enough. I reckon it's going to be a pretty big turnout.
Yeah, well, that's what Jolene and I thought. And if I'm honest, we're still feeling pretty guilty for letting Nick go so close to... Well, you know...
It wasn't like it caused it or anything.
Well, you just don't know, do you? I mean, if she'd been working here, you know, maybe she wouldn't have scratched herself.
Oh, wait, you can't think like that.
No, I know.
Anyway, even if I'm not hosting it, I'd like to help with the catering.
Yeah, that's nice.
So I'm going to have a chat with him while he preps.
Morning.
Oh, morning.
Hi.
Hey, morning, Joe. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm all right.
Oh, look, I'm afraid I can't stop. Got stuff I need to do.
Yeah, and I need to speak to my dad.
No, well, you get on, don't mind me.
Hey, thanks. See you soon. See you, Kent.
Bye,
see
you. Take care, won't you?
What can I get you?
Sawyers.
Pint?
Just half, please.
Okay.
Kent and Archer, can I ask you something?
Yes, Joe.
No, nothing. How much is that going to be, then?
When you get back, Joanne, we'll take a look at Sintra.
Shula, can I have a word?
Oh, I'm sorry, I can't stop. Mandy's coming to talk about Pony Club Camp.
Look, I get it.
What?
I understand. I'm sorry I wasn't on the same page as you the other day.
Same page?
When you were talking about this extended break thing, it caught me by surprise.
Well, I suppose it might have come a little bit out of the blue.
Well, let me make it up to you.
How are you going to do that?
Well, you're obviously fancying a taste of the exotic.
Well, I'm not sure I'd have put it like that exactly. It's more that I wanted a change.
Would you be able to finish work at a reasonable time tonight? Six-ish, maybe?
Probably.
And I've checked the diary. You don't seem to have anything on this evening.
No.
Right. In that case, I need to nip off and get a few things sorted out.
What are you planning?
You'll find out. Just make sure you're finished by six.
So, Kent and Archer...
Joe, want another?
No, tie. I still got plenty in this, innit?
Oh, OK.
I just thought I'd keep you company. while it's quiet, like.
Oh, very thoughtful of you.
And now I've been thinking of the night Matt Crawford got knocked down.
Oh, right.
But not on account of nothing, you understand? It just come to mind.
Oh, absolutely.
And I heard he was in here that night.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah. And was you?
Yeah, I served him. Well, for a while, anyway. And he was knocking about the whiskey like it was going to be banned.
And he drunk, was he?
Oh, yeah. And arguing the odds when I tried to point it out. Then, eventually, he staggered off without his luggage.
What luggage?
Yeah, he'd left a couple of suitcases behind the bar with Nick.
Ah, young Nick, no. She was working here that night, wasn't she?
Yeah. Well, not all night.
What?
No, she didn't do a full shift. Because Poppy was sick, so she had to rush off to collect her. Joe? You all right?
Not bad.
Oh, blimey, she's checking up on me again.
Can't keep away from you, sweetheart.
Yeah, right. How did it go with Wayne?
Yeah, all sorted. It's going to be their standard platters mainly, plus some cakes from the tea room.
Oh.
But I'll come along early on the day and help him out.
Cool.
This is the best bit, isn't it? With the roller.
Yeah, you really make progress. Oh, Alan. My mum called.
Yeah?
Marcus and Kayleigh have had their baby.
Oh! So I can start calling you Uncle Harrison now.
Only if you want our relationship to go in a very strange direction.
Boy or girl?
Little girl, Daisy.
Oh, sweet. What weight?
I don't know, a baby weight.
Oh, useless.
But I do have a photo of her.
Oh.
Hang on, there you go.
Oh, how cute is she?
Amazing my useless brother could have made anything like that.
Will you send it to me?
Yeah, sure. Mm. Oh,
what is it?
I think the speaker's confusing it.
Oh.
Just give me your phone a sec.
Hey, we'll have to send him a present.
Hey, what's this? The Sport Relief app? After all you said?
What? I just thought I could be a bit more active, that's all.
Oh, yeah.
But I bet I clock up more steps than you.
Is that so? Challenge accepted.
Hey, you're back early.
Yeah, I done all I wanted to.
Come on, let me help you down.
Don't mind me. You got work to do.
I was just going to check on the sheep. It'll wait a couple of minutes.
And then you got Rex Fairbrother to see.
Yeah, he's been and gone. He wanted to ask me about working with pigs. I told him what I could. Well, what's up, Grandad? You don't look too clever.
No, I had a bit of a shock, lad.
What, on the road?
At the ball. I thought she was just raving. It could be, not Nick.
Nick?
But now I ain't so sure. Oh, Edward.
Here, sit down a minute. You look terrible. What's going on?
You know, promise me you won't tell nobody nothing about this.
No, of course. What is it?
Well, you know, I was the last one with poor Nick before she... Well, at the hospital.
Yeah?
And she told me... I don't know, she was so upset. And I couldn't believe it.
She told you what?
Matt Crawford.
What about him?
Nick said... She was the one what run him over.
No.
I tried to put it out of my mind. I mean, I've been trying to find reasons why it couldn't be right.
Of course it ain't right.
But just now, Kenton Archer, he said she was working that night, but she finished early.
So?
So while Matt Crawford was stumbling around the roads in his cups, Nick was out driving, worried about little Poppy.
No, I still don't mean
it. I reckon she really might have done it.
Gosh, you look smart.
Well, thanks.
Very glamorous.
Well, I wanted to look nice for this big surprise of yours.
Okay, well, I think you'll agree that we all need a bit of spice in our lives once in a while.
Yes.
A bit of a change from the norm. So, ta-da! What do you think?
Cooking ingredients.
I thought we should finally get around to cooking that Goan curry we like the look of.
Curry?
This one. Remember, it's the book that Caroline gave you.
This is your exciting idea.
I had to go all the way into Felpersham, but I've got the authentic ingredients.
You want us to cook together?
Even lump tamarind and Kashmiri chilies, as specified. Why? Don't you think it's a nice idea?
No, I... It's just not what I was expecting, that's all.
What were you expecting?
I don't know. Something we could do together.
We can do this together, that's the point.
I see.
I mean, if you don't want
to...
No, no. I can cook it myself.
No, no, it's fine. I'll get the pestle and mortar, shall I?
Grandad.
Yeah?
Can I put the light on?
If you like.
You ain't still brooding about this Nick thing, are you?
You ain't said nothing to nobody, have you?
Oh, of course not.
But you mustn't. Not even to your Emma.
I promise. But, Grandad, please don't dwell on it. Oh,
don't it bother you?
No, I ain't saying that she didn't say
it. Oh, I heard it crystal clear, Edward. I promise
you. You can't really believe she actually did it. Knocked Crawford over and drove away. Just left him there.
Believe me, I done everything I can to prove otherwise. I talked to Constable Burns. I even asked the vicar about the sort of thing folks says on their deathbed.
Well, you didn't...
No, I didn't tell him nothing. Nor Kenton Archer neither. But what he said, what they all said... I'm finding it harder and harder to think it ain't true.
It just ain't like Nick. Not the Nick we know.
I thought that too. But you weren't there, boy. You didn't hear her dying words.
Sheila?
Go back to sleep.
Emma won't be long, Bev.
Okay.
She said she'd come straight back after she'd dropped George and Kira at the bus.
I'm sorry I'm so early.
Oh, don't you worry about that.
I'm not sleeping too well at the moment.
Well, you've just lost your daughter. Cup of tea?
Only if you're making some.
I'm going to do a pot, so it's no trouble. Shall I pop a bit of toast in for you as well?
Oh, no, that's all right.
Have you had anything yet?
Well, no.
You need to keep your strength up.
All right, then. Thank you.
That's the outline for the funeral there in front of you.
Ah. Lots of gaps.
Yeah, well, that's what Emma wants to talk to you about. I know you suggested that poem, and the vicar's given her some ideas for readings too, but she's keen to talk to you about music choices. Maybe Jake and Mia will have some ideas too.
Morning.
Oh, hello, Joe.
Bev's popped round to talk through the funeral arrangements.
Oh,
What'd you fancy for breakfast? Egg and bacon?
No, nothing from me, thanks. I'll just have a cuppa.
Oh, come on. I'm having a piece of toast. Won't you keep me company?
Well, all right then, young Beverly. If you can manage some, I suppose I can.
Good.
Have you some... Oh, hiya, Bev. How you doing?
Keeping going, you know.
How about you, Grandad?
Oh, it's this lady we should be thinking of.
Did you want me, Edward?
Oh, yeah. Have you seen my spare headphones? The blue ones. Jazza said he'd take them off my hands as a present for someone.
Oh, I haven't got anything for your Eddie tomorrow.
No need, Bev. No one's in the mood for a celebration.
Yeah, we're just going to do a couple of cards and get on with the day.
Have you looked in the downstairs lav, Edward?
Oh, yeah, good idea.
Bev, could I ask you a favour? I've done a lasagna for William and Poppy. Would you mind taking it with you when you go?
Of course. And if there's anything else you want me to take over, just say the word.
Oh, that's why the light's on. Did you sleep here in the end?
No, I've just been...
You had a pretty disturbed night.
Yes.
Sorry, was I snoring?
No.
Curry disagree with you?
No, it's not that. Alistair, I...
Yes?
I don't think I can go on any longer.
With?
I'm so sorry, but I really think it's over.
What do you mean over? What's over?
Our marriage.
What?
I'm sorry.
Shula, you can't just say something like that out of the blue. Oh,
this isn't out of the blue, Alistair. I've been struggling with it for months, years. Haven't you felt the same?
No. No, of course not. Is there someone else?
No, it's not that.
Matt. Was it Matt coming back and digging up the past?
No, it really isn't anything outside. It's just how I feel. I just don't love you anymore.
Shula, no. You can't mean that.
No, please don't touch me.
If it's something I've done...
I can't. I just can't.
Where are you going?
I'm sorry.
We need to talk about this.
I'm so sorry.
Shula, what's happened? Shula?
I've left him. I've left Alistair. It's over.
What? Oh. Is he gambling again?
No.
But he hasn't hurt you, has he? Not physically.
No, Alistair isn't like that. We haven't even had a big row or anything. Oh, but yesterday crystallised everything. Things I've been feeling for such a long time.
Well, what sort of things?
Oh, I'll admit it's been a pretty horrible year. But even when we have good times, like the holiday at Christmas, well, that was pleasant. But there's no passion anymore. It's like we're just friends.
I remember you saying.
And I'm 60 this year.
Yeah, please. Don't remind me.
I look at the rest of my life and I think, is this what I want? Pleasant at best.
Right.
And if it goes on much longer, I know I'm going to start hating him.
Well, if that's how you feel, then you're absolutely right to do something about it. You've got to be true to your feelings.
Oh, thank you.
So, what now?
I don't know. I suppose I'll have to go back. Although I can't bear to... Oh, I know it's going to be so hurt.
Well, yes. Look, why don't you stay here for a while? I mean, just while you get your head around everything.
Oh, Kenton, what am I going to tell Dan? He'll be so upset. And the family...
Oh, look, Shula, don't worry about any of that. Oh. It'll all come in time. Right now, you need to look after yourself.
But I just walked out of the house in what I stood up in. I haven't even got my phone.
I'll sort it. Well, you really don't need to be at home just now. It'll just be too painful for both of you.
I think we need to have a talk about your William.
Really?
I'm a bit worried about him.
Well, we all are. Let me switch this off.
Sorry to interrupt your ironing.
Oh, that's all right. Sit down.
Thanks.
It's been piling up a bit. I thought I ought to do a few shirts at least.
Yeah.
So what is it?
I don't want you to think I'm interfering.
Oh, no, of course not.
That poor boy, what he's going through. Anyone would find it tough.
Well, and you. I don't know how you're keeping it together.
You just got to, haven't you? But it's Poppy I'm concerned about, really. Even Jake and Mia are worried about her.
Are they?
They're really not happy when they go round there. So I thought, don't prejudge, Bev. Go and see for yourself.
I know William's maybe not eating very much himself, but he's making sure Poppy's getting fed. And she has clean clothes every day.
Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying he isn't looking after her, practically. It's more
emotional. Yeah. Oh, hello again, Bev.
Hello, Ed.
Everything all right, love?
Yeah, I'm just looking for Grandad.
Oh, he's been sat in the lounge all morning, staring into space.
Well, there's something I need to talk to him about. Could I borrow this running order thing?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, I'll bring it back.
Okay, love. You know at least one of us goes round there every day.
Clary, please believe me, I'm not pointing any fingers. Poppy's doing all right physically. It's emotionally I'm worried about. The atmosphere there's terrible. She can't understand why.
No. Poor little thing.
Will's so lost in himself, he's got nothing to give. But a kiddie needs more than beans on toast and a clean T-shirt every day.
Oh, dear, I have been worried about the pair of them. I haven't really known what to do for the best, to be honest.
I know. It's a difficult situation.
But I promise you we'll sort something out. We can't let Poppy suffer any more than she already is.
Here, I want you to look at this, Grandad.
Oh, what's that then?
It's the order of service for Nick's funeral.
Ah, well, Emma's been working on with Nick's mum.
Yeah. And this tells you what Nick was. You know, she loved her kids. She made a good home for them and Will. She was a good friend. She went to church regular. She just wasn't the sort of person to run over someone and drive away.
Yeah, but...
Even a tow rag like Matt Crawford.
Well, I ain't saying. I don't find it hard to believe, Edward. Well, Nick was a good woman, but... Well, she wasn't no lawyer, neither. Right, so why did she say what she did?
This is what I think happened. That night, maybe she did hit something on the road. You know, a fox or a badger, maybe.
Yeah.
And then the day she died, well, who knows what state of mind this sepsis had got her into, or the drugs they'd given her. I reckon she got things tangled.
Yeah, so she hit something, but not Matt Crawford.
That's what I think must have happened.
Yeah.
More likely than the other, any road.
Yeah. That sounds more like the Nick we knew, doesn't it?
This is stupid. Shula doesn't have to move out.
Well, she's not moving out. She just needs a bit of time to herself. I mean, this has hit her hard.
Hit her hard? Kenton, I don't know what planet I'm on.
I know. Sorry. I can't imagine how you're feeling at the moment, mate. And I promise you, she will want to talk things through with you, but she's just not ready to do that yet. So, suitcase?
This is madness.
Yeah, Alistair?
I suppose she'll want this one. The one she took to Norway.
Thanks.
The combination's her birth date. It's...
Yeah, that's okay. I know when my twin's birthday is.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, of course.
Okay. Right, she gave me a list of what she wants. Cream cardigan. Is this her wardrobe?
Other yes? side.
Oh. Oh, wow, that's organised.
Yeah, she likes things tidy. What is it?
Well, these look identical to me. And this one?
Oh, let's see. This one's her favourite. The one with the collar.
Yeah, okay, I'll... Oh, oops.
Oh, give them to me.
Thanks. All right, there we go.
Don't just stuff it in.
Yeah, all right. There we go. That better?
It'll do, I suppose.
All right, okay. Jeans. What does she mean, not going out jeans?
Probably these. They're the sort she wears around the house.
Oh, right, thanks.
How long do you think she's going to be away?
I don't know. A few days.
What about her business, though?
Well, she'll be here for work. She'll just come back to the Bull in the evenings. Hey, what's next? Underwear. Oh. Where does she...
I'll do it.
Oh, okay.
How many pairs?
Half a dozen.
Surely she's not going to be that long.
Well, I honestly couldn't say. Better too many than not enough, though, eh?
All right. Book.
What?
She always reads a few pages before putting the lights out. You must take a book.
Yeah, all right, stay calm. I'll get it. Oh.
What is it?
Did you know what she's been reading?
No.
It's called How to Grow Old Together. Maybe a different one.
Why is she doing this, Kenton?
But she's not doing it. It's happening to her.
Oh, God.
Mate, I know it's hard, but sometimes things just run their course.
So, big man, you think they're working with pigs, are you?
Well, just investigating possibilities, you know.
Right, right. So, how's it got on with your own chickens, Rex?
Okay.
I can tell you, they're a doddle compared to pigs, especially in winter.
Well, why's that?
Mud. Bane of my life. Every step's a struggle. And if you lose your welly, good luck putting your foot back into it without getting a soak fill.
I see.
And the cold. Hounds like blocks ice. Sometimes I can barely get my key in the door here.
Sounds pretty tough. How long have you been doing it, Jazza?
13 years last December.
13 years doing such a terrible job?
I never said it was terrible.
But you...
Any outdoor job's a bit grim in the winter, but it's worth it.
Is it?
Aye.
Well, how come?
It's the pigs. They're great animals. Intelligent, funny.
Funny?
We've had some great times. The winter doesn't last forever. Spring's round the corner now. Days are getting longer. If you can get stuck in and you like the outdoors...
Oh, absolutely.
You could be doing a lot worse jobs, believe me. Neil's loss could be your gain.
How did you know about Neil?
Is this yours, Rex?
Oh, yeah.
It was in your jacket pocket.
Oh, thanks, Jim. It's my dad. I'll just take it out here. Can we talk some more in a minute, Jazza?
I'm fine by me. While you're here, Prof, I've got something for you. For the keyboard.
Have you?
Ta-da!
Headphones?
The perfect way for any keen music student to monitor his performance, eh?
Well, thank you. That's very thoughtful.
Give them a try.
Now?
Aye, go on.
Oh, very well then.
Oh. They plug in just here.
Oh, excellent.
Now you can play to your heart's content whenever the news inspires you.
Not news, muse.
Ach, whatever band it is, fill your boots.
Adam Macy?
Adam, hello. It's Michael here, Michael Park.
Michael, good to hear from you. Hold on, I'll just turn the radio down. I'm in the tractor on the hands-free. Can you hear me all right?
Yes, it's fine. Adam, I'm ringing about the soil group.
I thought you might be.
There's been one or two developments. I was wondering if we could meet up sometime, fairly soon.
Would this evening be okay?
Yes, if that's not too short notice.
Where were you thinking?
Would the Crown and Cushion be any good?
In Pennyhasset? What sort of time?
When would suit you?
Well, I'm drilling at the moment, say 7 o'clock, is that okay?
Yes, that's fine for me.
Excellent. I'll see you there then, Michael.
Lower your hands, Anton. Hip height.
Schiller.
I'm taking a lesson.
Yeah, I can see that. When will you be finished?
I've got two, back to back.
We need to talk.
I'm sorry. I really can't now, Alistair. Remember that straight line from your elbows to the bit?
You're not really going back to the bull tonight, are you?
Yes.
This is insane. You work here.
It's not very far to travel.
And we've got so much we need to talk about.
I know. We will. But please, I'm just not ready yet.
How can we fix things if you're holed up at the bull?
I think the time for fixing things has gone.
Shula!
Look in the direction of the turn, Anton! Please, Alistair, I really can't talk now. I have to get on with my work.
Thought I'd do some keyboard practice, Jazza.
Feel free, Prof.
And as you're here, I shall use the headphones.
That's good, man.
A recipe for peaceful coexistence.
Say what? Ugh, never mind.
Oops, no.
Sorry, what?
E-F-G. E-F-G.
Jim.
E-F-G. E-F-G.
Jim.
That's it. No, Jazza!
What?
Do you have to have that game so loud?
Do you?
I can't hear my scales properly.
Well, I can hear them right enough.
I must get C major under my belt before my next lesson.
Oh, I'm not staying.
Shula.
I just nipped in to collect a few things.
Look, can't you just sit down for a minute? Have a cup of tea or something?
I'd rather not.
I'm lost here. I just don't understand. Please, what's going on?
Alistair, I know it must seem very sudden to you, and that's my fault, I'm sorry. But from my perspective, what it is, I feel like I've been trying for years to make this marriage work.
Years?
Well, probably since Dan joined the army, if I'm honest. And it's been such a terrible time lately, with Caroline dying and, yes, probably Matt coming back and unearthing things I'd tried to put behind us. That didn't help.
I knew it.
But what it's really made me do is think about the future and what I want from it, what I need to be happy. And I realised I just can't struggle with the impossible anymore.
Look, I know we're not perfect. What relationship is, but I had no idea you were feeling like this.
Exactly. That's my point. We're just on completely different wavelengths. That business earlier in the week proved that.
Your gap year idea.
And you thinking that cooking a curry would make up for it.
You said you liked it. I remembered that you'd mentioned that recipe.
This isn't about curry, Alistair.
No, okay, okay, so if you want some sort of extended holiday, maybe we could...
No, that's just a symptom. The point is that I raised one little thing out of the ordinary and you dismissed it out of hand.
Perhaps we could find some compromise.
I can't compromise any more, Alistair. I've been compromising for nearly 20 years.
Only me. Not interrupting, am I?
No.
No, we were just...
Talking about holidays.
Yes.
Ah, very nice.
What can we do for you, Dad?
Am I right in thinking that Dan has a television in his bedroom?
Yes.
I was wondering if I could borrow it for a while. We're experiencing something of a clash of room utilisation at Green Acres.
Well, it's there for when Dan's at home.
Well, of course, but his visits are quite infrequent, aren't they? And he usually gives you plenty of notice. I'm sure I could bring it back for the brief times that he's here.
He has things plugged into it, though.
Oh, quite possibly, but it wouldn't be beyond the wit of man to make a note of what goes where and reinstall them.
It all sounds a bit complicated. Actually, you know, I really don't care.
Oh, well then.
If you want to come to some arrangement with Alistair, just go ahead.
With Alistair?
Yes. As you'll find out soon enough, we're not together anymore.
Alistair, what on earth's going on?
Nothing, Dad. It's just one of those blips that all relationships go through.
Surely
it's temporary, and you are not to breathe a word of this to anyone. Okay?
Okay, Pip.
You see you tomorrow.
Everything okay?
Yes, it's a 20-week scan.
Ah, right. You're going with her?
I am.
Well, hopefully it won't freak you out like the last one.
It didn't freak me out.
It did.
No, it just brought the reality home to me, that's all.
If you say so.
Oh, sling us a beer if you're having one.
Well, these are the last two.
So? One each.
Oh, you buy the next lot, then.
I will.
Yeah, I've heard that before.
Are you eating with Anisha tonight?
No, not tonight. At least I won't get my ear bent about her step count. I'll be glad when sport relief's over.
Right.
And it gives you and me a chance to discuss the future.
I'm sorry?
Ask me who I've just been talking to.
Who have you just been talking to?
David Archer.
Ah, about...
extending the tenancy at Hollowtree. I mean, beyond the 6 months he's already given you.
Is this for Neil's pigs?
Yeah.
And I take it David was positive?
Surprisingly so. Yeah, apparently when he was growing up, his dad ran a large indoor pig operation there. And Neil...
was the pig man. Yeah, I'd heard that.
Yeah, well, David reckoned his dad would have loved the idea of pigs going back to Hollowtree.
So what sort of extension were you talking about?
18 months.
On top of the six?
Yep.
So 2 years in total. Oh, fantastic! And you want to do it then?
I think I do.
Because you were very arsey about it the other day.
I wasn't arsey. I was just cautious. You can blame me, given where the idea came from.
Thank you very much.
But I'll tell you what really clinched it.
Yes?
Dad called. Somehow he'd heard that I was considering another job with livestock.
Did he now? I wonder how that happened.
Yeah, and to nip it in the bud, he'd organised a job for me.
Oh, that was quick.
What do you mean, that was quick?
What job was it?
Oh, some sort of back office thing in a wine importer, as
oh,
he knows.
No.
Yeah, can you imagine?
Nightmare. So what did you say?
Well, I told him to stop trying to control my life.
Oh, brilliant. No, this will be much better for you.
Yeah, achievement unlocked. Oh, once I've talked to Neil, anyway.
It was just a half you wanted, wasn't it?
Yes, that's fine.
Well, there you go, then.
Thanks, Michael. I'm pleased we've got together so quickly. I've been thinking of some agenda items for the first committee meeting.
Yeah.
It's important that we establish clear objectives for the group.
Actually, Adam, could I stop you there?
Yeah.
I'm afraid I've got some bad news. You're not going to be invited to join the committee after all.
What?
I'm very sorry. Some of the other founder members thought it might not be a good idea for you to have such a prominent position in the group.
Why not?
Well, you're obviously struggling with this land contamination problem at the moment.
I'm not.
People felt it might attract the wrong sort of publicity.
What people?
It wouldn't be appropriate for me to name names. But I'm sure you'd agree we wouldn't want to detract from the important work we'd be doing.
I don't see why it should.
And for the same reason, it's probably best if your farm doesn't host any walks or open days.
Michael!
I'm not saying forever. Obviously, we could review things in the future when the situation's clarified a bit.
The contamination dates back 40 years. It's nothing to do with me or how I run the operation at home farm nowadays.
I understand that.
I've probably done more than any farmer in the county to investigate methods of improving soil health.
I know. Look, that's why I approached you in the first place. You must understand, I'm only passing on the feelings of others. But it was a very strong feeling.
This is outrageous.
And it's only the committee we're talking about. If you wanted to join as an ordinary member of the group, I'm sure no one would stand in your way.
If you think I'm going anywhere near your group after this, you're very much mistaken.
Adam, please.
You can stuff it.
Well, what about your drink?
Give it to someone less untouchable.
You mean only a week after asking you, they're now slamming the door in your face?
Well, they weren't actually banning me from the group, just from any position of influence in it.
Well, that's outrageous.
I used exactly the same word, Mum. And they're treating Home Farm like it's some sort of plague site.
Oh, it's so unfair.
And the herbal lays aren't affected by the contamination.
First the strawberries and now this. Why do people overreact so much?
One thing I'll say for Michael, at least he had the guts to tell me face to face.
Oh, has Bismarck arrived yet?
What?
The youth group leader. I said I'd meet her here at 11.
That was 10 minutes ago.
I know.
Oh, I haven't seen anyone, Kate.
Oh, thank goodness. She's coming on the train, so she could be delayed.
Oh, these are the children from Birmingham, I take it.
Exactly.
Going to get a taste of the countryside.
Would you believe some of them have never even left the city?
So it is happening, then?
Well, hopefully. Not my usual sort of clientele, I know, but at the moment I'm having to think laterally to get any clients at all.
Well, I'm sure it's a very worthwhile thing to be involved in.
Oh, absolutely, ma'am. Although I'm having to offer a massive discount on my usual rate.
How about if I organised a tour of the sheep and the deer for them?
Sounds interesting.
Maybe you could offer it as an extra to bump the fee up a bit.
Oh, Adam, that's a brilliant idea.
Ah, Kate, there's a woman in the yard asking for
you. Oh, that'll be Bismarck. Wish me luck.
Yeah,
best of
luck.
Luck?
She's from this youth group.
Oh, that explains it. Coffee, anyone?
No, thanks.
I'm fine.
I don't suppose there's any chance this pie is for us.
No.
Oh, lucky Lexi.
Well, actually, it's for Will. Oh, it's a while since I visited, and I want him to know we're thinking of him.
Oh, good idea. But can you keep away from the subject of work, please?
All right.
Has he taken back his resignation yet?
He will, and Pete's covering perfectly well at the moment.
At least it happened at a quiet time for the shoot.
Yes. There's not much that's good about this, but that's one tiny silver lining.
How are things progressing with Lexi?
Oh, pretty well. She's taking daily injections now, so she down-regulates.
Down-regulates? What's that?
You don't want to know, Mum.
I certainly don't want to know.
Right, I need to get back. See how Ed's doing.
Have you caught up with the drilling now?
Getting there.
Might you be able to come back for some lunch later?
Possibly.
Oh, do try, darling. You could do with cheering up.
I'll see how it goes.
What can you do with cheering up?
You know this Sawyer group he'd been invited to join?
Yes.
They don't want him after all.
Why not?
Because of the contamination.
What?
Yet another consequence of your flouting the law all those years ago.
Jenny.
Where is this going to end?
Where would you like me to hang your suit?
Just stick it anywhere.
In your bedroom?
Hang it up in the hall.
Okay. Oh, Will, don't forget this check, will you?
What?
Your check from Caroline. It looks like someone's put a mug on it, but I... Oh, don't worry, I'll see who it is. Just a minute. Hello, Jennifer.
Hello, Emma. Is Will in?
Oh, he's in the living room. Go on through.
Thank you. Hello, Will. Hope you don't mind. I brought you a chicken pie. I thought it might be useful for your supper. Well, you could always put it in the freezer for another day.
Well, that was thoughtful, wasn't it, Will?
Yeah, thanks.
Shall I pop in the kitchen?
Oh, yes, thank you, Emma.
I'll stick it in the counter, Will, and you can decide what to do with it later.
And I was wondering if I could be of any help with the funeral arrangements.
Oh, that's really kind, but I think it's all in hand now. That's why I'm here, to finalise things.
Oh. And have you decided about the flowers?
Yeah, that's something I was going to check. Will, your mum and I were thinking family flowers only, but to say people could donate to a charity if they wanted.
And do you have a specific charity in mind?
One that deals with sepsis, we thought. Will?
Yeah, whatever you think.
Well, that does seem very appropriate. How are the children coping?
Oh, well, Jake and Mia seem to be doing okay. Yeah, considering. Poppy's not really sure what's going on, to be honest. Clary's taking her into Borchester today. Bit of a change of scene.
Oh, yeah, that is a good idea. With Easter coming up, I was wondering about buying eggs for them.
Oh, I think they'll probably get plenty, but it was a nice thought. When it will. Will?
I need to get some firewood.
I'm sorry, Jennifer.
Oh, no, it's all right.
He's taken it very hard.
It's perfectly understandable. Well, I think I'd better leave you to your arranging.
Okay.
But if there's anything I can do, please don't hesitate to ask me.
Adam?
There's no need to check up on us, Brian.
No, I'm not.
As you can see, Ed's making good progress.
It's not that. Your mother told me about the soils group.
Oh.
Oh, I'm very upset about it.
I'm not exactly dancing a jig.
You've done such a lot in the cause of soil health, especially with the herbal lays and mob grazing.
Thank you.
I think they've been very short-sighted. Positively stupid, actually.
It's their loss.
And the loss of all the farmers in the county.
Well, yes.
I can understand your disappointment. So, I'd like to make it up to you.
Well, that's good of you, Brian, but I don't see how you can.
Well, let's see, shall we? The herbal lays are due to be returned to wheat in the autumn, aren't they?
Yes, that's what we agreed.
Okay, so how might we then put a similar-sized block of arable into new lays? And that way we'd have a substantial chunk of land in an arable rotation.
This is quite a turnaround, Brian.
Well, we need to monitor it carefully, of course, but if it gives us a solution to blackgrass, then it'll be well worth it.
And you should find that wheat after lays will need fewer inputs because the soil's in better shape.
Obviously, the partners will have to approve the idea.
Of course.
But if you want to propose it, you can count on my and Jenny's full support.
Thank you. I'll raise it at the next meeting.
Good. Ah, here's someone else I'm sure will be in favour.
Hello again.
Oh, you don't look very happy, Kate.
I'm not.
Did it not go well with the woman from the youth group?
No, it was a disaster. As soon as we approached the site, I could see how alarmed she was.
Alarmed?
At all the decontamination activity. She thought she was coming to an idyllic retreat in the unspoilt countryside and discovered it's right next to a chemical works.
It's not as bad as that.
I knew there and then I'd lost the booking.
That is a shame.
It is.
I was so looking forward to giving these youngsters a new perspective on life.
Would you excuse me for a minute? I just need a quick word with Ed.
Yes, all right.
Kate, look, I've been thinking. It's not really my area, but
Would it help if I paid to have the yurts and the barn cleansed?
Cleansed?
Spiritually, I mean. Isn't there something that people do with sage?
It's gone way beyond a bit of smudging, Dad.
Oh.
It's not an aura issue, it's visual, physical. All that activity means it's impossible for anyone to relax here. Not even hard-bitten inner city kids.
Yes.
I desperately need to put up some sort of screening so clients can't see what's going on there.
What, you want to build a wall?
Yeah, but who's going to pay for it?
You know, I'm shelling out hand over fist for this clean-up operation.
But the insurance money will come in soon, won't it?
Well...
I don't see any alternative, Dad. Otherwise, it's the end for Spiritual Home.
Surely you've got enough there now, Will.
We're going through it quick, being at home all the time.
I said I'd be at the printers at 2. We really do need to get this order of service finalised.
All right.
Look, one thing I hope you're all right with...
Yeah?
I'd really like to say something myself.
All right, the funeral?
Yeah.
What sort of thing?
Well, Alan called it a eulogy, but it wouldn't be nothing fancy. Just talking a bit about Nick. Would that be all right?
If you want, Em.
And of course, if you wanted to say something to...
No.
No. No, sure. Yeah, that's fine. I understand.
It looks like he's finally come round to my way of thinking.
Ah, yes.
Given how opposed he's been in the past, extending the herbal lays is a major concession.
You must be very pleased, Adam.
Oh, I'm delighted. Looks like my banging on about it all this time has finally got through to him.
Yeah, he's rethinking all kinds of assumptions at the moment.
Ah, you're back, Jenny. How are things at Greenwood Cottage?
Not great.
No?
But at least Will seems to be getting lots of support from his family.
Oh, that's good.
I'll just go and wash my hands.
Well, it won't be long.
And thanks again, Brian.
No, delighted.
Maybe we could talk more over lunch.
Absolutely. I'm afraid Kate didn't get her
yes,
booking.
Yes, I heard.
So I said I'd look into paying for some screening so her customers can't see what's going on.
And was she as grateful to you as Adam obviously is?
Well, given the situation, I want to do everything I can to protect our children.
Do you?
Of course.
I don't know how you can live with yourself.
So what do you think? I know you said poems weren't your sort of thing.
No, it's nice.
Nick's brother Rod said he'd read it.
Okay.
Right, music. So we need something for the start. You know, when they bring the, when they bring her in. Bev thought All Things Bright and Beautiful might be nice. Nick always liked it when she was little, apparently. And, with everything she did for the junior church, so is that okay?
Yeah, I guess.
And then after my bit, look, say if you don't want this, but we thought it might be nice to play that Shania Twain song that you had at your wedding. Do you remember?
Of course I do.
So what do you think?
It was one of her favourites.
Yeah. So you wouldn't find it too upsetting?
She used to sing it to me.
So? Will?
I don't know. Yeah, if you like.
Okay. Thank you. Oh, did I mention Pat says she's happy to look after Poppy for the whole day?
No, there's no need. I'll look after her.
Oh. Oh, right. Well, would you like me to pick out a nice outfit for her to wear?
Well, you don't have to do that.
I don't mind.
She ain't going to the funeral.
But...
And neither am I.
Will, you can't...
I don't want to sit there being told Nick's in a better place and I'll see her in the future.
But,
she's gone. And nothing's going to bring her back.
But you need to...
No, I don't. You can all do what you like. I won't stop you. I won't be there.
Hold up.
This is the BBC.
Hello there. We hope you enjoyed that podcast, but as Lieutenant Columbo so presciently put it, there's just one more thing.
Why not consider listening to The Now Show as part of the Friday night comedy from the BBC?
Now, I'm sure Columbo never said that.
Then he was missing out, wasn't he? It's the topical comedy show hosted by us, Puns and Dennis.
All you have to do is find us wherever you get your podcasts and make sure you subscribe.